So Foreign Affairs Minister Kevin Rudd's just given a press conference about the Palestinian statehood bid. What did he say?
What was quite interesting was the fact that he didn't say that he would not support at some point in the future a Palestinian bid for enhanced status at the United Nations. He said that the situation could change somewhat in the coming weeks and that Australia should be flexible and should leave its position open. And basically what he's talking about is we've got to see what happens from tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mahmoud Abbas will deliver his bid for full statehood to the Security Council. Now, as we've been talking about all week, that will not be looked at by the Security Council straight away, and then that will give the parties time to potentially come back to the negotiating table and to try and sort out a deal and to put this to the side for a while. But if there is no deal, then there is the prospect that the Palestinians will come back and ask for enhanced status at the General Assembly. That's short of full statehood, but it still would give them access to bodies like the International Criminal Court so that they could then take action against Israel. So the Foreign Minister was quite non-committal, and that probably represents the mood within the Labour Party at the moment. There is obviously some people in the Labour Party back home that would like to see Labour support the Palestinian bid for statehood, but obviously the Prime Minister thinks that that shouldn't happen. She basically is repeating the line that was made by President Obama here earlier this week, that a solution to this problem must come through talks between the two parties. Mr. Rudd then went on to talk about many other things. He talked about just Australia's general position on things like climate change and just generally the state of the economy. And he talked a lot about North Korea. He said North Korea was one of the biggest issues facing our particular region at the moment. And then, of course, he was asked about leadership questions back home, and he firmly denied that he was angling for the leadership, and said that people should just take a cool head and step back, and that, you know, he was not making a bid for the leadership.
So do you think any of Rudd's comments will have any effect on the Palestinians at all?
Well, Mr. Rudd met the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas earlier on today here. And look, I spoke to the Palestinian Foreign Minister earlier this week, and he is quite encouraged by Australia's stance. He told me that he sees a sort of change in approach from Australia over the last 6 to 12 months. Now, Australia remains a firm friend of Israel, and Mr. Rudd made a point of the fact that we have a large Jewish community in Australia, and we have a large Palestinian, a large Arab community in Australia. And so what he was really saying is we have to take a middle approach to all of this. But the Palestinians will take some comfort from the fact that we have not come out and said, no way, you cannot do this, you've got to go through the process, i.e. the talks between the two parties.